A twig cracks and the mule's ears flick. Ears that size, he can probably hear halfway to Louisville. This way, boy, she says, guiding him away from a rocky outcrop.
Going somewhere?
He is staggering slightly, but his gaze is level and direct. His rifle, she sees, is cocked, and he carries it, like a fool, with his finger on the trigger.
So you'll look at me now, will you, Marjorie?
She keeps her voice steady, her mind racing. I see you, Clem McCullough.
I see you, Clem McCullough.
He spits as he repeats it, like a nasty child in a schoolyard. She has never been afraid of much, but she's familiar enough with these mountain men to know not to pick a fight with a drunk, especially one bearing a loaded gun.
Any beef your family had with my daddy, that's buried with him. It's only me left, and I ain't interested in blood feuds.
The banks of the creek are too steep, too dense with trees for her to get past. She would have to persuade him to move or ride right over him, and the temptation to do the latter is strong.
Just doing my job, Mr. McCullough. I'd be obliged if you'd let me pass.
McCullough raises his gun.
Shut that damn mouth of yours.
She clamps it shut. He takes two steps closer, his legs spread and braced. The only route here follows the creek. The forest floor is hard scrabble flint. The trees too dense to find a way forward. There's nobody for miles. She's on her own, and he knows it. And there is the bare truth of it. For her and all the women around here. Doesn't matter how smart you are, how clever, how self-reliant, you can always be bettered by a stupid man with a gun.